Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're going to have a great visit, I promise you, with our good friend Neil Creighton. Neil is the co-founder and the CEO of RatePoint, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Neil's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a few years, and he joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of loving up our customers. Neil, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that, right? Just love them up, right?
Well, you know, you gotta pay attention to your customers nowadays, and not that you hadn't before, but they're out there talking and trying to connect with you. Social networking is an area that 60% of the population's on, so showing them some love is probably a good idea.
Well, and you know, my third book I'm working on is titled "The Age of the Customer," and Neil, the subtitle of the book is "The Customer is Now in Control of the Relationship. Get Over It." And when I think about the age of the customer, part of that shift from the age of the seller to the age of the customer is social media. It's a lot about technology. It's a lot about the internet. It's a lot about empowering, giving the customer more power, more information than they ever had before, all the information they want, basically. But now that they've got this power, and that really came first, the power came first. Now that they've got it, they want to talk about it and share it with each other, don't they?
Yeah, and I think businesses need to look at this as a real opportunity. I think you're right. I mean, consumers have been leading the charge here. They've been out talking about things very actively on social networks and review sites. And businesses can look at it one of two ways. They can say it's out of control, or they can actually start to participate and learn from their customers, hear what they're saying. And everyone knows about word of mouth and referrals, and it's so much more powerful when you're getting that on the internet, and you're having your customers tell,
right,
you know, thousands of people versus a couple people in your neighborhood.
Well, and the thing that I remind people about, Neil, and I've said this 100 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more times, social media is not a fad. It is a craze, because it has taken us by storm, but it is not a fad. And what I mean by that is, yes, it may be a little bit out of hand, but it's not going away. And so if you're a business owner waiting for this to pass, if you're out there saying, okay, this is the next crazy thing, it's like the hula hoop, it's going to go away. Well, guess what, folks? That's not what's going to happen. And Neil, I want you to talk. You guys did a survey recently. You did a study of how small business owners feel about social media, and I want you to talk to us about what you found out.
Sure, and it, you know, it basically echoes what we were just saying. I mean, you know, 60% of the U.S. population is using social media, and, you know, in a couple of years, you're going to have 2/3 of the population out there. But small businesses that we survey...
Hold on a second, Neil. Folks, that's 180 million people. 60% of the population is 180 million people. Go ahead.
Yes. So, you know, very active consumers are out there talking, but small businesses still are pretty skeptical. I mean, I think there's been a big jump probably in the last 12 months, but of the small businesses we surveyed, and we looked at businesses that had about 5 employees or under, so we were on the smaller side.
Right.
But a good, you know, 36% of them believe their customers were on social media, but you look at the rest of them, you know, they were either in the undecided camp or in the camp that believed that the customers weren't on social media.
They're in denial.
Hear from you.
They're in denial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So interesting survey, and it shows businesses are, you know, they're starting to catch up, but by and large, small businesses still don't know what to do with social media.
Well, and Neil, you may have heard me say this before, and I mean, I believe that I'm right about this. And that is part of the problem. The first indication of a problem is the term. I do not like the term social media. It's not accurate. It's certainly not accurate for business. And that's the reason why, Neil, I've been on this one-man quixotic quest to get small business owners. You can call it whatever you want to, but when you think about social media, think about building customer communities online. And I don't think you're going to get people to convert to social media, at least not the hidebound folks, until you talk about customer communities instead of social media. Because social media sounds frivolous to a lot of small business owners, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I think a lot of people look at it and see social media or hear about it, and they think it's for fun and not for work. And that's
or for wasting time. I mean, a lot of people, if you ask somebody who's not using social media, they'll tell you the reason they're not is because they think it's a waste of time.
That's right. I mean, they're not looking at it from the perspective that that you just described, where you've got these millions of people on it, and they're out there talking, and they're not just talking about what they did on their vacation or, you know, what they ate for lunch. They're actually talking about businesses. And people are out there getting referrals, or they're learning things from these folks who are out there speaking.
Right.
And they're missing all that component of it. And it may be because, again, people think about it as a fun activity, or an activity where you're really not accomplishing anything and not relating it to work.
Well, and the thing is that what you have to realize, folks, is that you already have customer communities. You already have networks of people who know you. They're your communities. You've already built those. If they're doing business with you, you've already built them up. What you may not be doing is getting them organized into communities that you can actually talk to with more than one at a time. I mean, it's a 21st century way to think about marketing and advertising, isn't it, Neil?
It is, and the thing to think about, too, is when you are communicating with people and they have their own social networks, I mean, there's a pretty big footprint out there. So if you're making somebody, a happy customer that happens to have a social network of a couple hundred people in your area, and they're out there talking about you, they're an influencer for you. Beyond your own community, they're bringing their community into yours. So, it's a complicated way to look at it, but it really is about powerful, amplified referrals that you can get by interacting with your customers, because everyone, the 180 million people we just talked about, you know, they have their own social circles and people that trust and listen to what they say.
And if you're not engaged, folks, if you're not at least tracking what people are saying about you and your business, then if somebody's got something, if somebody's unhappy about what you've done, and I promise you, if five people are unhappy this year with something you've done in your business, three of them have posted something about it online. If you don't know what they've said, you can't deal with it. Who knows how many other customers you're losing because of it. So do it defensively, if not offensively. When we come back, Neil has a new book out, a little booklet out for social media and small business. And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. He's the CEO of RatePoint.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.